Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you renew our minds as we study your word, and we pray that we can grow to be more like Jesus, to spread his love and grace and mercy around to the lost and hurting around us. Good morning, saints. Our readings are Matthew 9, verse 18 to 22, NKJV. While he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, Be of good cheer. Daughter, your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. The story of Jairus' daughter, that's the ruler's daughter, is also told in Mark 5. The specific verses are verses 23, 35, and 42. It's also told in Luke 8, specifically verses 42, 49, and 55. In those two accounts of the story, the daughter is dying when he first speaks to Jesus, and they come with news that she is dead in the middle of dealing with that woman with a flow of blood. Either way, the girl is raised from the dead. And Jesus refers to her condition as being asleep, as he does with Lazarus, because for him, raising the girl from the dead is as easy as waking somebody up from sleep. So nothing is too difficult for God. Trust him with everything that you are concerned about, everything that seemed impossible to you. Trust him with it. In Mark 5, verse 28 to 34, and Luke 8, verse 43 to 48, it tells the story of the woman with the flow of blood who is healed. Matthew seems to shorten his stories a bit. The other accounts of that event mention her embarrassment or fearfulness and them saying that, you know, everybody's touching you. What do you mean, who touched me? Because Jesus said, who touched me? But in this account, it has been shortened just to the essential facts that she touched Jesus and she got healed. So how does this apply to us today? Well, we go to near the end of Jesus' ministry in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Also at the end of his ministry, after Jesus had died and risen again, in Luke 16, verse 19 to 20. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. So the disciples were following Jesus' instructions in the authority that he obtained by his death and resurrection. He said, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, etc. That means that we are going out in his authority. We are going out because he has been given all authority. So we don't have to stand back for anyone or anything. We are not timid. We are bold. That doesn't mean we are arrogant. We are loving and humble. But we are bold and basically, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's in Philippians 4, verse 13. Now, when Jesus was living on planet Earth, in John 14, verse 10 to 11, he said, Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. So Jesus was saying that the disciples should believe in him because of the fact that he is in the Father and the Father is in him. And if they were incapable of wrapping their minds around that, then he was saying, believe in me for the sake of the works themselves. In other words, the miracles that he had been doing. Now, in this day and age, at the end of the times, that is no longer applicable. Because in Revelation 13, verse 11 to 13, it's going to be summarized. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. And then it goes on. He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. Again, Jesus himself said in Matthew 24, verse 23 to 24. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So in today's day and age, we do not rely on the fact that there are miracles to believe in Jesus. We rely on the truth in the Word of God. We rely on the Holy Spirit resonating with our spirits as we cry, Abba, Father. We know we are children of God, because in Romans 8, verse 14 to 17, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So, today miracles happen. Miracles were not only for the early church and Jesus' time of ministry on planet Earth. Miracles do happen today. I'm aware of some healing miracles and other miracles that I know of that have happened to people around me. And things have happened in my life as well. So nobody can tell me that miracles are only for the early church days or Jesus' ministry days. It is for all times and it is for now. However, we are not believing because of the miracles. We are believing because the Spirit of God resonates with our spirit. It bears witness with our spirit. In other words, there's that connection between our spirits, which are now alive, and the Holy Spirit, which quickened us into life when we admitted that we need Jesus, when we accepted that free gift of salvation. That's when we became alive spiritually. And that's the time, from that time on, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. There's a connection, a bond, a link between the Holy Spirit and our spirits to tell us that we are the children of God and heirs, joint heirs with Christ. So, Spirit-filled saints, children of God, when it says sons of God, it means male and female, so it's children of God. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Reflect his light, love, mercy, grace, and peace in this dark world. Reflect his light.